the detergent to the fabric, the dirt on the fabric. So, okay. And then when it's in the wash cycle, the dirt is separated from the fabric, and in the rinse cycle, the water washes it away. The detergent attaches itself to the dirt on the fabric. Then in the wash cycle, it separates the dirt from the fabric. Then in the rinse cycle, it washes it away. When blood and water came out of Jesus' side, what was needed wasn't just blood, but was water. The blood attaches itself to my sin, and his grace detaches it from me, and the water washes it away. Thank God he let us pierce his side. Jesus came down to our level to wash us and save us and to make us whole again. But he did it willingly. We don't have to break his legs. He gives us everything he got. Even after he dies, he keeps on giving and giving and giving. He knew what was going to happen. When he stood up and he did what needed to be done. When justice demanded that I should die. Grace and mercy said, no, I have already paid the price. I was blind, but now I see. Grace and mercy came along and rescued me. It's like Jesus lined up under center. He surveyed the defense. And he thought that the angels would run a hot route and the disciples would do a slant and he would complete the pass. He knows that the enemy will try to bait him, try to distract him, and try to drive him off sides. But you see, Jesus knew the playbook so much. He knew it better than Eli Manning and Peyton Manning and Archie Manning combined. And he has the coach talking to him in his ear, just saying, son, complete the pass. I know the defense will plot. I know the defense will plan. They will divide and devise. Just complete the pass. And when Jesus snapped the ball in the Garden of Gethsemane, there was nobody open to him, and he tucked the ball while praying to his Father. He shifted right at his trial, and he shifted left at his hearing, and it seemed as if no one was open. And when the pocket collapsed as they pierced him, and they spit on him, the enemy blitzed, but Jesus didn't lose his cool. When the crowds jeered him, and no angels cheered him, he kept his mind in perfect peace. And when the linebackers pushed, Jesus refused to call an audible. And when the defense tackles went for his legs, and they tried to pluck the ball of life from his hand, the enemy went low and the demons went high trying to knock him out. But what he did, he didn't shrink from it. He stepped up in the pocket in the middle of the rush, and Jesus completed the pass. The song says he was above all powers. He was above all thrones. He was above all wonders the world has ever known. And like a rose trampled on the ground, he took the fall and thought of me. And while he was falling, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah, the Son completed the pass. But they called for an instant replay. The enemy began throwing flags. They placed him in a tomb. And they placed a stone on the tomb. Then they set a seal on the stone and guards around the tomb and set a demonic watch around the guards. They thought that the play was null and void. But when the father looked at the replay, he saw that his son had completed the pass to himself, took the hit, caught the pass, and kept his feet in bounds all at the same time. And he sent his angels to announce that the pass was good. And then Jesus stands up in the end zone and says, I am the resurrection and the life. I was dead, but now I live. I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah, I completed the pass. Yes. Kyle Williams, the ball that you fumbled, I caught. Yes. The game you lost, I won. Yes. They gave me death threats too. But the difference is, they carried it out on me. And while they were doing it, I took the hit. But I completed the pass. For the religious sinners and the pagan sinners, Jesus completed the pass for them. Jesus chose to come down to our level. He completed the pass while I was insulting him. While I was trying to break his legs and bring him down to my level. he chose to come down.